Oklahoma wants to go where no state has gone before, executing death row inmates with nitrogen gas. As State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports, officials say nitrogens will bring quick, painless deaths, even though it's never been used in U.S. executions.
The case for nitrogen hypoxia sounds simple. Nitrogen is already in the air we breathe. We actually breathe a lot more of it than oxygen. But as long as you get the right mix, nitrogen is safe. The state wants to make death row inmates breathe pure nitrogen.
So what really kills them is the lack of oxygen.
State Senator Irvin Yen is a cardiac anesthesiologist. In his medical opinion, nitrogen hypoxia will definitely kill, and it won't be a painful death.
Like if I were to choke you, you would die from lack of oxygen. But then your blood level of carbon dioxide would go up drastically, and that's primarily what causes some of the untoward feelings that you might have, like anxiety, and you might start sweating and your blood pressure might go up.
Yen says when a person breathes nitrogen, they're still exhaling carbon dioxide. The Oklahoma City Republican says that means they won't feel the same painful CO2 buildup. They'll go to sleep, and if they don't get oxygen, they'll eventually die.
I don't have any studies, but in my medical opinion, I do not think there would be any pain and suffering, and this would not be cruel and unusual.
This isn't the first time Oklahoma has pioneered a way to execute people. The state was also first to write lethal injections into law after a 1976 Supreme Court ruling ended a nationwide death penalty ban. And it worked. Until it didn't. Nearly 40 years and 112 executions later, manufacturers stopped supplying the lethal drugs. Inability to find the right drugs led to national outrage when Oklahoma botched two executions.
We agree that an independent review of the Department of Corrections.
Lawmakers wanted a fix. They changed the law so death row inmates could be executed by nitrogen hypoxia, another method no state has ever tried. Lawmakers, including Senator Yen, voted overwhelmingly in support of the new method. In March, Attorney General Mike Hunter said in a news conference, pilots and scuba divers who recalled what it's like to nearly die from losing oxygen gave evidence nitrogen hypoxia would be a painless death. Hunter and his office referenced studies on nitrogen gas being used in suicides and its effects in accidental deaths. It has happened, but a spokesperson for the office couldn't name specific studies staff reviewed. Hunter also claimed nitrogen is used in physician-assisted deaths.
So it is a common procedure in states and in countries that allow for assisted suicide.
Dr. David Grube, medical director for nonprofit Compassion and Choices, says doctors helping terminally ill patients in their lives would never prescribe inert gas. Grube and the nonprofit advocate for physician-assisted deaths. Dr. Catherine Forrest practiced family medicine for over 25 years. She teaches at Stanford School of Medicine in California, where physician-assisted death for patients in their final 6 months of life is legal. Forrest says no matter the method, helping the terminally ill in their lives can't be compared with executions.
They are very different medical situations. One is a healthy individual and the other is a dying human being.
She also says doctors can and have studied how people die during physician-assisted deaths in a way that can't be done for an execution. Michael Copeland, an attorney and professor at East Central University in Ada, researched nitrogen for a legislative study to find out whether the gas could be used to execute people. His team concluded nitrogen would be constitutional, the gas would be easy to acquire, and the state wouldn't need doctors to help use it on inmates. The researchers, none of whom are physicians, concluded it would be a humane alternative. Copeland says there doesn't need to be a medical study.
I can see no reason to believe it would be any different because you're intentionally doing it for a death penalty than if it was for suicide or an industrial accident.
Copeland and Senator Yen both say the merits of the death penalty can be debated, but the effects of nitrogen hypoxia are clear. In March, state officials said the state is in the early days of creating its new nitrogen execution protocol. Once the procedure is finalized, they've agreed to wait 5 months to give inmates and their attorneys time to review it. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more stories on criminal justice and other topics, visit kgou.org.